Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Reginald Walker, sir, welcome.
Stevie Jones, we are on the cusp of bowl season, my man.
I know we are. I'll find out on Sunday. All 41. All 41. In fact, I went by the on the way over to basketball, saw a little bit of the Clemson football practice. They're getting ready to be in Charlotte to play North Carolina on Saturday night, so I saw that on Tuesday. But the college football playoff is going to go to 12. With all the twists and turns over the last 18 months with this, from Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, the Rose Bowl, to everything, they're going to go to 12 and at least 24 and 25. Your thoughts?
It was inevitable. It was what was going to happen anyway. Look, I love the Rose Bowl. We all do. We all know the pageantry and the tradition and the magnitude of being a part of that game and what it means for college football. They were not going to win this battle. See, I think the easiest way to lay it out for some people to understand would be, and you and I know exactly where I'm going with this, the old Big 12. And the way that Oklahoma and Texas orchestrated everything, they got a bigger share of the pie. They got, you know, more votes or more say on this or that. All of these different things, it was about catering to them. Well, the problem became Nebraska got sick of it. Colorado got sick of it. Everybody gets sick of it, and they go, we're out of here. Okay? And what the Rose Bowl had to understand was the TV partners, in this case ESPN and ABC, right, with the New Year's Six, they had to understand and accept that ESPN and ABC was not going to be willing to have that conversation with the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Peach Bowl. They were not going to have those conversations with all of those other conferences and try to tell them, well, yeah, but the Rose Bowl is a little bit more special than you are. Good luck with that. No one is going to do that. They would have hung you the Rose Bowl out to dry first. And with that, the Rose Bowl would have to understand if all of a sudden you're on a different TV platform, we saw that with the old BCS when it was on Fox, it doesn't work out very well in terms of viewership.
Well, there's another element, too, that has not been brought up. I know it's a bidding process, so I'm not saying the Rose Bowl bid for the title game. But the title game this year is at SoFi in Los Angeles. It's not going to be at the Rose Bowl.
No, and they won't listen. That's where the money comes in, right?
Yes,
the bidding every year, because you got to pay money to bid, you got to pay money when you get the game, right? All of this is about getting money into the system that is the college football playoff. The one thing people have to remember, and I don't know what the exact numbers are, but you got an entire committee of people. They are not doing this 1,000% free. Bill Hancock, who I have spoken to, his full-time job is the chair of the College Football Playoff Committee. He ain't doing that for free. So that's another aspect of where all of this money comes from. And so at the end of the day, they're going to continue to put that thing out for bid because that's where the money is. Teams are saying, or I should say venues, are saying, we're going to give you this much and create these things if you bring the game to us.
Well, the College Football Playoffs Incorporated. That's why I don't think people realize that. It's incorporated. And look, I give them credit for this. I think they just looked at them and said, hey, look, you're either in or we'll go with the Citrus Bowl, right? Because guess what? There are other people that want this, and people only want to see the games. And I think they basically called the Rose Bowl's bluff, and the Rose Bowl, I think, did the smart thing and said, okay, what do we need to do?
Absolutely. I mean, let's look at the landscape, right? What's been the issue even since the playoff has been in play? Lack of viewership, lack of interest on the West Coast.
Yes.
To your point, they would have easily gone East Coast, gone to Florida, and said, these people over here care a lot more anyway, so we're just going to stick to the East Coast.
All right. I mean, they've tried to. I mean, they put one title game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. They're going to SoFi this year. But the problem is with four, since 2016, you have not had a team west of Norman, Oklahoma in it, which I think has diminished the interest in it out west.
Which is also why I think, at the very least, we are going to see. I think if USC wins on Friday night and TCU wins on Saturday, I still think USC will end up the number three team. And I know that sounds crazy. I know that a lot of people are going, but how? They don't have them ranked ahead of them now, and they're both going to play fairly comparable teams in the conference championship game. You're right. But the brand that is USC, to get a USC-Michigan kind of game in a college football playoff, is something that they would love to have in college football.
Yeah, and that would, and they would throw that thing in the Fiesta Bowl. Right? I think that would be the Fiesta Bowl, because Georgia would end up going to the Peach Bowl.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, because they wanted, the number one seed gets preference on where to go. And guess what? The Dogs are playing a home game. They are not playing a road game. They're playing at home.
And that'll work out fairly well for TCU as well. Dallas to the Peach Bowl is an easy trip.
No, and they'll get, you know, believe me, and TCU, their allotment of tickets will go like that, because first time through, if they were to get through. So now let's do a hypothetical. If TCU were to lose, would they still make it?
You know, that's interesting. I think we've got that's a real problem. I don't think they will, and I think the main reason why is because of the branding piece of it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you got that right. The branding part is, you are so right. I agree with you.
Ohio State's a big brand, right? Alabama's a huge brand, and they would love to sneak Bama back in there. Now, Bama at 4 against Georgia, that's a game we haven't seen this year. I don't know if they would press for that. I think they would, almost in a backhanded way, want that to be a title game. But Bama against Georgia in the Peach Bowl, that is a perfect recipe to sell about 1 million tickets in about 30 seconds. And well, so, yeah. To your point, that's what would be out there, but I think the Bama thing is a little bit too hard for them to sell. I think Ohio State would be the one that sneaks back in there because of what they have done all season long, only lost the one game. They've got the win, obviously, over Penn State, which is a top 8 team as well. I think that'll be the difference if they're deciding between Ohio State and Alabama. They'll look at what that best win is, and it looks like, obviously, based on the committee's current rankings, that best win belongs to Ohio State.
The only quibble I had with the penultimate rankings happened to be, I know Tennessee doesn't have Hendon Hooker anymore, but there's 7, Alabama 6. Alabama had their shot at him, didn't win. They have the same record. That's the only one I kind of look at and say, you know, doesn't head-to-head count? You played, they won.
It does. It does, and it should. I think that's the committee's way of saying, because they're supposed to look at the totality and what the team is right now. I think that's their way of saying Hendon Hooker is no longer there.
Right. We don't
think they can beat them without Hendon Hooker.
Agreed.
Now, how can you quantify that? Neither one of us has the answer. But that's the only justification for it. The problem is with this committee, and it's not just this year's committee. It's since we've had a committee, which is why I don't like committees in college athletics. The way in which they apply the criteria that they tell us is out there, they never clarify that. And that's where everybody has their issues.
It's a moving target every year. It's what they come up with every year is just to fit what they're doing. There's no A, B, C, D. It's, in this particular year, this is what we think fits because this is what we're doing.
Right. And I've said, this is my favorite one to explain to people. Look at the dynamics of the committee. One of the people on that committee's background is what? Television.
Yep.
There's a reason why this is all done this way.
Sure.
Because they're trying to make sure people watch it.
Well, they want ratings. And with all due respect to TCU, all due respect. So let's go back to your point about brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last year, who was number one in the nation in TV viewership? Ohio State.
Bama. Oh, Ohio State, that's right.
Yeah. Ohio State. Ohio State was 1. I think Michigan was 2. Alabama was 3. Penn State was 4.
Yep.
And it's pretty close to the same this year in terms of TV viewership. TCU is not in there.
No.
And again, so that goes back to, we're talking about brand. I mean, now that's an unfair, it's unfair for TCU, but it's a fact of life.
It is a fact, and you hit the nail on the head because, I mean, look, we have to look no further than last week. The highest rated game, obviously, on Fox this year, and I believe in college football, was Michigan-Ohio State.
That's right. Just as it was last year. Yep.
Absolutely correct.
There's 17 million viewers this year. They actually had 2 million more this year than last year. It's 17 million viewers this year for
that's
that game.
That's a lot of people.
You know, Penn
State, 150,000 probably in the stadium.
Right. And Penn State, I think, had at least five, maybe six games this year of 3.5 million viewers or more. I mean, they're on Fox Sports 1, which never gets a rating. Fox Sports 1 never gets a rating. Penn State, Michigan State got 2 million viewers, which I think is the number one for Fox Sports 1 the whole year.
Yes, that is correct.
Right. I mean, it's unreal. So by going to 12, how do you like the idea of home fields in the opening round?
I think it's good, but I think it should be based on – I think they need to reward conference champions in that regard.
Okay.
Like, give me a reason to play for something, right? I think that's the biggest issue that we have in college athletics is guys are playing for something, but they don't really know how to get what they're trying to get to, right? Tell me what I need to do to get a certain thing. So if you tell me, okay – when the seeding comes out, the 1 through 12, if I'm one of the, quote, bottom eight or whatever, the way I get a home game is by being a conference champion, not by being ranked ahead of, because we know what's going to happen. The rankings and the numbers will get manipulated.
Well, now let's get to this part. We know there'll be more money, especially in 26, when you would expect multiple networks to be involved in carrying it, which is right. The norm for any championship tournament, whether it's the NBA, NFL, baseball, hockey, college basketball, okay? College football is the only one that has one, all right? So in 26, right. You expect multiple bidders, multiple networks carrying it. Do the student athletes get a personal cut of that?
They should. I know they're going to hold off as long as they can to not do it, but they should.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what they want to do with it. And something that I know we'll ask some other people along the way. Well, it's going to be a new era. Always a pleasure. We will talk about some of those bowls next week, because on Sunday will be the full reveal.
Looking forward to it, my man. I think those are going to be, obviously, we get some non-traditional matchups at this time of year every year, so those are always fun to watch.
I think they're a lot of fun to watch. My man, you're the best. It's always great to hear you.
Appreciate you, my man, and now I'll make my way back to Charlotte from New York City.
There you go. Get to the airport. Let's go. Thanks, Reginald.
Thank you.